This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Getting a bunch of money, like a bunch of money, out of the blue sounds like a good thing, right? Maybe something you've daydreamed about. Maybe not like this, though. Marketplace's Peter Ballin and Rosen. He's a producer for our podcast, This Is Uncomfortable, has this story of how money can complicate somebody's grief.
When my friend Dean Antonio's dad died 2 years ago, one of the first people to reach out was the HR rep at his dad's company. She said Dean was going to get a check with his dad's last paycheck, bonuses his dad was due, and his dad's life insurance policy.
It felt horrible to even have to think about money at that point. And it felt like dirty to know that I was getting money because he died.
Dean was 25 at the time and a full-time tutor with student loans, so not exactly flush with cash, but this was not the payday he expected. Dean and his dad were super close. They lived in different cities but talked almost every day, and now he was getting a check after his death.
Direct deposited into my bank account.
How much money?
About $400,000. It's a lot of money, and you know, I don't want any of it.
And so ever since he got that money, Dean's gone out of his way to avoid it.
I haven't taken a receipt from an ATM in 2 years because it's like too painful to see the number up on the screen or on the piece of paper.
What exactly is it reminding you of?
That I don't have my dad anymore. That I got money because I don't have my dad anymore. That I have to use this money wisely because it's one of the last things I have from him. Yeah, and that's a lot to pop up like at the ATM in a bar, right? Like on a Saturday night.
I'm sure.
Just to be like, oh, let me get some more money for my drinks. And my dad's dead.
Dean knows his dad would want him to use the money to buy a new instrument or go on a trip or pay off his student loans. But he feels too guilty about having it to spend the money on basically anything.
Our brains can be a little bit tricky when it comes to money.
That's Amanda Clayman. She's a financial therapist in Los Angeles, and she helps clients work through their feelings about money, including people conflicted over inheritances. Clayman says when we're emotionally overwhelmed, our executive functioning, like the way we plan for the future and do basic math, that basically goes offline.
When we hold on to that money because we're afraid to use it, it's probably because we're still thinking of it as our loved one's money.
Oh, interesting. So I shouldn't be thinking about this as, oh, this was my dad's money. I need to start thinking about this as this is my money.
Exactly. And money needs to be put to use. It needs to be put to work.
And the first step, maybe the hardest, is to just get used to having that money. Right now, my friend Dean says the money just doesn't feel like it's his.
Like, do you see this as a gift that your dad left you?
No, I don't know. It doesn't feel like a gift. A gift is something you choose to give someone. Like, what a twisted gift that would be, right? Like, that's not what I wanted from him. You know, I wanted him to be around. I wanted him to be at my wedding, you know, or like, meet my kids someday if I have kids. Like, so it doesn't feel like a gift. It feels like a weird consolation prize.
So Dean knows there won't be some magic moment when he feels better about everything and just sees the inheritance as money. But things are changing.
It's getting a little easier. Like, I can feel it. And I think when the money doesn't hold that much weight or like emotional charge, it's probably a sign that I've come to terms with things.
So, 2 years after his dad's death, he's moving in the right direction. And there's no need to rush. I'm Peter Ballin on Rosen for Marketplace.
Do me a favor, check out This Is Uncomfortable. It's a good one. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.